Hello?
Hello, Chubby, is it you speaking?
That's me, how are you?
Well, thank you very much that you took time out to talk to us, Radio Luxembourg.
It's so good to be back again. How's everything?
Well, fine, we kept playing your records for the last 20 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and we're very happy that you made your way to Germany again after a while.
I was last in Germany in 1963, 62.
That was last time that you were to Germany?
Yes.
63
yes.
or 62?
Things have changed, but it's still very nice. I'm glad to be here again.
Ah, good. Have you got a few more minutes for us? Because
sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Thank you. Let me just translate this to the listeners, because we're live on the air on Radio Luxembourg. Chubby Checker am Telefon im Hotel in Köln. Letztes Mal war er in Deutschland in seiner hohen, großen Zeit, 1962 bis 63. Und er freut sich also, dass er hier ist. Und jetzt wollen wir noch ein bisschen was fragen. Chubby?
Yes?
I read in one of them big books that you were married to one of the most beautiful girls in the world, Miss World 62. Are you still married to her?
Yes.
Are you? Really?
Yeah.
Good. Then please, is your wife with you?
No.
Not in this tour, huh?
No.
Congratulations once again.
Yeah.
Also Chubby ist noch immer verheiratet mit Miss World von 1962, mit Katharina Lodders, right? That was her
That's right.
Catherine
That's
right. Lodders, right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Say, there's actually one thing which is outstanding, and that was the Twist record that was not only popular in 60, but also in 61.
That's right.
Isn't that the only time that a record could hold position number one for 2 years in a row?
That's right.
Yeah?
I think that because of this, they started the discotheques because of this record. They started in Paris.
Yeah.
On the left bank, because they wanted to find a place to do this Twist.
Uh-huh.
And they created the discotheques because of this record. And discotheques were big from about 1961 to 1964.
Yeah.
And then came back again.
All the discotheques should pay royalties to you. Wouldn't that be nice? Let me just translate that. Chubby hat uns gerade gesagt, dass der Twist, der 1960 und 61, wie wir ja wissen, Nummer 1 war in den Hitparaden, also über 2 Jahre, auch dazu geführt hat, dass die ersten Diskotheken aufkamen, und zwar in Paris, weil man Plätze suchte oder schaffen musste, wo dieser Twist vorgeführt werden konnte, diese eigenartige Form des Tanzes. Now, Chubby, back to you. Who really invented this funny way of dancing, which is, of course, good-looking, sexy-looking? Was it you, or was it somebody else that you can name?
Well, you know that my record was the second one.
Yes, Hank Ballard. Hank Ballard was the first.
That's right. Hank Ballard and Midnighters wrote the Twist.
Mm-hmm.
What we did, we put this dance to it. We gave it something that it didn't have.
Yeah.
And this is what caught on.
When you say we, was it maybe Cal Mann of Parkway Records?
No. Well, he asked me to do the song.
Yeah.
But it was my brothers and I that that gave the step that the people now do. The way they did it, we did it different. We put a little different movement to it, and this is what the people ended up doing.
Very good information. Your brother and you. Your brother, what does he do for a living?
Well, my brother is a car salesman.
A car salesman. Yes. Okay, I translate this bit into German again, yeah?
Okay.
Also, wir haben gerade erfahren, dass der Tanz als solcher, der Twist, später kam als die Musik. Hank Ballard und The Midnighters hatten den Titel ja ein Jahr vor Chubby, aber ohne diesen speziellen Tanz, den wir alle kennen, das Hüftwackeln. Und wer hat nun das erfunden? Ich habe gefragt, der Bruder von Chubby Checker und er, sie beide gemeinsam, haben sich das ausgedacht. What's his first name, your brother's first name?
Well, I have two of them. Brother's name is Tracy.
Tracy,
yes.
Okay. Und er ist übrigens ein Autoverkäufer, ein Autohändler, a car salesman.
He likes Mercedes.
Okay. By the way, we're in a commercial station. Fine, good. Anyway, can we give your real name to the public? Ernest Evans.
Yeah.
Right as it says in the book. And your birthday is October 3rd, 1941.
That's right.
And you still live in, let me see if the book is okay again, Philadelphia.
That's right.
Which is your hometown, has been, and your birthplace?
Well, actually, my birthplace is South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I was born in South Carolina, came to Philadelphia when I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I really made that my home.
Okay, also geboren ist Chubby Checker in Süd Carolina, South Carolina, einem Staat der USA, wie wir wissen. Mit 7 Jahren kam er dann mit den Eltern nach Philadelphia und das ist also dann seine Heimatstadt geworden. What else can I ask you? Man, these are precious minutes. Did you know
that? They are.
They really are.
Yes, I'm so happy that I can speak with so many people at one time.
Yeah, listen, I have a new idea now. You recorded 2 songs in German. We just played one. It was Twist mit mir, which you sang in German, and the other one is Der Twist beginnt.
Der Twist beginnt.
We have this on our tape, and we play it next as soon as we finish this interview. Yeah, yeah, we have an album where you sang in all languages of the world.
I did some things in Greek and German, I think that my German was the best. It was easiest for me to speak German,
yes,
than the other languages. It sort of flowed better for me.
Mm-hmm. Chubby, let me just translate that. Also auf der LP, die Chubby mal gemacht hat, hat er auch in Italienisch gesungen, in anderen Sprachen, in Griechisch, aber er sagt, sein Deutsch war immer noch das Beste. Wir wollen eben noch fragen, wo die Tournee ihn noch hinführen wird. Vielleicht kann er noch ein paar Städte nennen. Where are you going within your tour through Germany, the next places, so the people that are listening know that you're in the area and can see you?
Mm-hmm. We're playing tonight in Cologne at the place called Love Story.
Yes.
And then tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
we're in Schwetzingen.
Schwetzingen.
Yes.
Morgen Chubby Checker in Schwetzingen. Yeah.
Yes, but we'll be traveling. We're going to go to some more cities. We've made 13, 14 more days here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to one day in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to Italy. 5
Aha.
days in Italy.
Also noch eine Reihe von Tagen ist Chubby Checker in Deutschland, danach dann in die Schweiz und nach Italien. Chubby, that was very, very nice to hear from you. And maybe we talked about German just a minute ago. Do you have a few words at hand just right into the breeze and tell us a few words in German if you can?
You have me on the spot. I'm not sure. My German has gotten rusty.
But anyway, our aerials are not polished either. They're also rusty. Would you?
You know, when you learn another language, you know the first words they teach you.
Yes, come up with them. I know. they're usually dirty. No, but you definitely know Auf Wiedersehen or something.
Well, I would like to say that I'm very pleased to be in the country again.
Yes.
Doing the music and being able to play again.
Okay.
I can't put them together the way I want to. Forgive me.
Okay, you're forgiven. Thank you very, very much for being our guest on the telephone, on the line.
Thanks.
Und herzlichen Dank also, dass Chubby bei uns im Studio war. And we keep our fingers crossed for a good tour, for much success, for a full house all the time, and that we can see you maybe in the near future.
Thank you.
Again.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye, Chubby Checker.
Bye-bye.